Alaska will lose about 400 soldiers from U.S. Army Alaska operations, and the announcement is being portrayed as good news for military officials in the state. J-Bear spokesman John Pinnell says Anchorage operations will lose 780 positions, but Fort Wainwright will gain 367 for a net loss of around 375 soldiers by the end of 2015. Pinnell says the positions will largely come from cutting smaller units within the 2nd Engineer Brigade.
Others will move to different headquarters within U.S. Army Alaska. For instance, the 6th Engineer Battalion, they are an airborne qualified engineer battalion. They will move to the 425th Airborne Brigade Combat Team and become an engineer battalion within that brigade.
The cuts were not a surprise. They are part of the 80,000 soldier drawdown called for in the Budget Control Act of 2011. But Pinnell says if you consider losses in other parts of the nation, Kentucky's Fort Knox, for example, will lose 3,800 to 4,000 soldiers, an entire brigade combat team. The small cut to Alaska's military positions is good news. Pinnell says the Army values Alaska's strategic position.
Not only for the Arctic, but also for the entire Pacific theater. And so our two brigade combat teams, one here in Anchorage, the airborne team, and one in Fairbanks, the Stryker Brigade team, they are valuable assets in a very strategically valuable location.
Pinnell also stressed that the smaller loss here is a reflection of the strong community support that Alaskans have always shown for the military. He says mostly positions will not be refilled as soldiers rotate out or retire. He says there will be some that will have their tours shortened, but that will be on a case-by-case basis.